Paramount Pictures presents George Stevens' production of Shane. A lone rider makes his way down through foothills toward a valley. Starring Alan Ladd, Gene Arthur, Van Heflin. Introducing Brandon DeWilde. With Jack Palance, Ben Johnson, Edgar Buchanan, Emil Meyer, Elijah Cook Jr., John Dirks, Ellen Corby, Paul McVeigh, John Miller, Edith Evanson, Leonard Strong, Nancy Culp. Tiny in the distance, the rider crosses a wide expanse of barren flatland. Screenplay by A.B. Guthrie Jr., based on the novel by Jack Schaefer. Director of Photography, Loyal Griggs. Art Direction, Hal Pereira and Walter Tyler. Set Decoration, Emil Curry. Process Photography, Farcio Edwart. Costumes, Edith Head. Sound Recording by Harry Lindgren and Gene Garvin. Associate Producer, Ivan Moffat. Associate Director, Fred Giall. Edited by William Hornbeck and Tom McAdoo. Music score by Victor Young. Produced and directed by George Stevens. A deer drinks from a wide stream that flows placidly past a homestead. A young boy with a rifle creeps up behind a bush at the edge of the stream. The deer wades a few steps through the water and then stops. As the boy raises the rifle to his shoulder, the lone rider appears in the distance beyond the deer. It hears the horse and looks up. The boy watches wide-eyed as the rider approaches. The deer runs off. The boy hurries toward the homestead. His father is chopping at a tree stump in the yard.
Somebody's coming, Pa.
Well, let him come.
The boy's mother passes a window in the one-story log house. The boy climbs up on a rail fence to watch the rider. A fair-haired man in fringed buckskin. He pauses on the far side of the stream and smiles at the boy. The mother notices him through the window. The father watches him ride into the yard.
We don't mind my cutting through your place.
No, I guess not.
Heading north. Didn't expect to find any fences around here.
He stops by the boy.
Hello, boy. You were watching me down the trail quite a spell, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
You know, I like a man who watches things go on around. He's gonna make his mark someday.
The boy smiles shyly.
Been a long time since I've seen a Jersey cow.
Well, you'll see a lot more Jerseys and Holsteins and the like. Can I offer you some water? Thanks.
He dismounts and accepts the ladle. Behind him, the boy cocks the rifle. Cat quick, the stranger whirls one hand on his gun.
You're a little touchy, aren't you?
Joey. You know better than to point guns at people.
I wasn't pointing at anybody, Mother.
She glances at the stranger. He smiles at the boy.
You got me snorting, son.
I just wanted you to see my rifle. Bet you can shoot. Can't you?
A little bit.
In the distance, they see a half a dozen riders galloping toward them. The father takes the boy's rifle.
Looks like your friends are a little late. What are the Riker boys up to this time?
Rikers?
That's what I said.
I wouldn't know a Riker from your Jersey cow.
Don't don't forget to close the gate on your way out.
Mind putting down that gun? Then I'll leave.
What difference does it make you leaving anyway?
I'd like it to be my idea.
Glancing at his son, the father lowers the rifle. As the riders approach the far side of the stream, the stranger mounts up and heads for the gate. The riders trot across the stream and trample through the vegetable garden.
Howdy, Start. Expecting trouble?
One of them points at the rifle.
I don't want no trouble, Start. I came to inform you. I got that beef contract for the reservation.
Did it take this many of you to tell me that?
I mean business.
Then you tend to your own.
That's just what I'm doing. I'm telling you now I'm going to need all my range.
Now that you've warned me, would you mind getting off my place?
Your place? You're going to have to get out before the snow flies.
And supposing I don't?
You and the other squatters.
Homesteaders, you mean, don't you?
I could blast you out of here right now.
The mother comes out.
Now, you listen to me. The time for gun blasting a man off of his own place has passed. They're building a penitentiary right now to...
Joe, that's enough.
Take care of...
The stranger has reappeared behind Starrett.
Who are you, stranger? I'm a friend of Starrett's.
Well, Starrett, you can't say I didn't warn you.
All right, you've told me. Now you get off of my claim.
Riker nods to his men. They trample through the garden again as they ride off. The Starrett's watch the stranger return to his horse.
Supper will be ready in a little while, Joe. Won't be very long.
Wait, mister, I swear. Wait a minute, please. I take that back what I... Well, look, this thing ain't even loaded.
He holds out the rifle.
Not loaded? No. Joey's too young to go loaded. That's his gun. This don't beat all. My name is Starrett, Joe Starrett, and this here's Joey. You heard what my little woman said. Come on in, please. I feel like eating.
They shake hands.
Call me Shane.
I guess I spook kind of easy these days.
Hello, Joe.
Grinning, the boy shakes his hand.
My place ain't very much yet, but I'll tell you one thing. My wife sure can cook. But it won't be long till supper. Here, you can wash up right here. Guess you want to know, that's Riker's spread, all right over there.
He points across the stream.
Yes, the whole world belongs to him.
Inside.
These old timers, they just can't see it yet, but running cattle on an open range just can't go on forever. It takes too much space for too little results.
Joey is fascinated by the six-gun hanging in its holster on the back of Shane's chair.
Now, cattle that is bred for meat and fenced in fed right, that's the thing. You got to pick your spot. Get your land, your own land. Now, a homesteader, he can't run but a few beef, but he can sure grow grain and cut hay, and then what with his garden and the hogs and milk, well, you make out all right. We make out, don't we, Marion?
Of course.
Shane grabs for his gun, startling Joey. Then he realizes it's a false alarm.
What's that? Calf again. Joey, you run and chase her out of there.
The boy can't take his eyes off Shane.
Joey, run on, son. Don't forget to shut that gate. Joey!
Outside,
come on, shoot!
Joey chases the calf back into the corral. Inside,
I wouldn't ask you where you're bound.
one place or another. Some place I've never been.
I know one thing. The only way they're going to get me out of here is in a pine box.
What do you mean, Pa?
Well, I mean, son, they'll have to shoot me and carry me out.
Joe, I wish you wouldn't talk like that.
Well, that's the truth. You love this place. We've got our roots down.
I know, but I wish you wouldn't talk that way.
First real home we've ever had.
What did you mean when you said about
Joey, be quiet. The men want to talk.
The only thing is there's just more work here than I can do. If I could hire me a man that had one once, but Racker Brothers roughed him up a bit so he lit out cussing me.
They knocked his teeth out.
Ready for pie?
Well, if nobody else is going to eat this last biscuit, well, I guess I'll have to. Say, we're kind of fancy, aren't we?
What is, Pa?
Our good plates, an extra fork.
What about me, Ma?
What's the matter, Mary?
Nothing.
After the meal, Shane looks out the window at the tree stump Starrett was working on.
It was an elegant dinner, Mr. Starrett. Excuse me.
Where's Mr. Shane going?
Didn't
even say goodbye.
No, he's not going, Joy. He wouldn't go without taking that.
His six gun.
I'm going outside with him.
Did you ask him to stay the night, Joe?
Well, I'll do that right now.
Shane begins chopping at the stump.
Well, I'll be doggone. Come here, man.
Joe and Marion watch him from the window. Joe has joined Shane. One on either side, they hack away at the stump. They pause in their labor, long enough to share a smile of satisfaction. Later, as Marion and Joey repair the trampled garden, the men strain to push the stump free.
Joe, why don't you hitch up the team?
Marion, I've been fighting this stump off and on for 2 years. Use the team now, and this stump could say it beat us. Sometimes there ain't nothing will do but your own sweat and muscle. All right.
Side by side, they push with all their strength. The stump begins to move. Bracing themselves, they hurl their weight against it, and the stump at last comes free. Morning. As Joey slumbers in his bunk, the deer he stalked grazes in the garden. He hears it lapping water from a bucket. Then he sees its antlers through the window. The deer moves off when he sits up. Joey slips out of bed and grabs his rifle. When he comes out, he doesn't see the deer at first. He's halfway across the yard when he hears it behind him. They startle each other. Joey hurries into the corral and closes the gate. As the deer sniffs at a chicken, Joey points the rifle through the gate.
Bang!
The deer runs off.
Bang! I wish they'd give me some bullets for this gun.
He heads toward the shed, not noticing Shane, who lies in his bedroll with his hat over his face.
Good morning, Joey.
How do you know it was me?
Well, I figured the cow couldn't work that latch.
The boy grins at this.
What are you doing here so early?
Here to stay for breakfast, you know.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Then where will you go?
Where would you stay, Joey?
I wish you'd stay here. Would you teach me to shoot?
So you'd like to learn to shoot, huh?
Pa wishes you'd stay, too. I heard him tell Mother.
Oh?
He said he didn't want you to fight his fights for him, but just help with the work. I bet you wouldn't leave just because it's too dangerous around here.
Joey! Joey! Joey, come here this minute!
What's your say, Mr. Shane?
Come in, Mother!
Later in the house.
Shane, you like to hitch up the team and haul that load of wire from Grafton's?
Anything you say.
Get off the bench. Go on.
He's holding it for me at the store. While you're there, you might as well get yourself some sure enough work clothes.
What can I bring you, Joey?
Soda pop.
You don't need anything, Joey. You know better.
You just be careful. I don't want my troubles to be none of yours.
Aren't you going to wear your six-shooter, Mr. Shane?
I didn't know there was any wild game in town, Joey.
Come on, son.
Shane rides out of the yard on the buckboard. Joey runs after him until his mother calls him back.
Come back here.
He joins his father, who's chopping wood.
What are you shooting at?
Rikers. Bang! Bang!
You get many?
Missed one.
Well, can't stand for that.
Pa, you guess Shane will teach me to shoot? I'll
teach myself once I get the time, Joey.
Can you shoot as good as Shane, Pa?
How do I know? I've never seen him shoot. But I doubt it.
He didn't wear his gun today. Why is that, Pa?
Well, he's trading at the store, not holding it up.
But why, Pa? Honest. Why didn't he?
I don't wear one myself.
It goes with him, though.
Oh.
Somebody's coming, Joe.
I know, it's Ernie Wright.
A one-horse wagon rolls into the yard.
Could you whip him, Pa? Could you whip Shane?
You ask nothing but questions.
But could you?
Maybe. No call for that, though, Joey. Shane's on our side.
Howdy, Joe.
How are you, Ernie?
No good.
What's the matter?
I'm pulling stakes. No use of your talking, Joe Starrett.
Now, what's the matter?
My wheat. Them Riker brothers raided it. Fence cut, steers drove in. It's just stubs now.
When?
Last night. I'm leaving. I'm getting out, I tell you. I got enough, and don't try to talk me out.
But Ernie, you can't pull out.
Just
when
don't it... try, that's all. I listened to you too much
all
already.
All right, go ahead. Nobody's holding you.
Oh, you wouldn't leave your home and land and... Oh, Ernie, you...
I'm wore down and out. Tired of being insulted by them fellas. Called a pig farmer. Well, who knows what comes next?
Well, don't throw your tail up. I tell you what. We'll all get together right here tonight and we'll figure out something.
I don't know about me.
I'll get the word around. It'll help if you can see Shipstead and Tory, huh?
All right. it, I'll tell them. But if we're going to have a meeting, it better come to more than just poking holes in the air with your finger.
Shane arrives in town and pulls up in front of Grafton's. The main building is a saloon. He finds his way to the adjacent general store. There are several women and children in the store, and an old-timer sitting on the counter. The proprietor approaches Shane.
Anything I can do you for?
Came in to pick up some wire for Joe Starr.
Oh, yes. I've been holding wire for Starr for quite a spell. You knew?
Yes, I'm working for Starr. Got any ready-made pants that might fit me?
Farm rig?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I outfit all these farmers.
In the saloon, the bartender conceals a bottle in his shirt as he heads for the door into the general store.
Step right in back.
Try him on.
Thanks.
The bartender approaches the old-timer and slips him the bottle.
Hey, Will.
Back in the saloon, one of Riker's men gets up to find the bartender.
Dreadful thirsty, ain't you, Chris?
Chris steps into the general store and spots the bartender.
Hey, Will. Who's standing bar around here?
Coming right in.
Chris lingers, eyeing a young girl who's trying on a hat. Shane reappears in his new pants and shirt.
How is it?
Good enough. I must tell you.
Let's see. Pants, dollar. Two shirts, 60 cents. Belt.
Young man, you owe me $2.02.
The old-timer looks at Shane.
What's the matter, son? You look kind of pale.
It's been a long time since I got store-bought clothes.
Money don't go very far these days.
Back in the saloon...
New sodbuster, huh?
Chris gets his drink.
I thought I smelled pigs.
Anything else I can do you for?
Got any soda pop?
I sure do. Wish more men around here drink it. In my bar, in there.
Thanks.
With his buckskin outfit bundled under his arm, Shane heads through the door into the saloon. Watched by a half a dozen of Riker's men, he crosses to the bar.
Will! Let's keep the smell of pigs out from where we're drinking.
Shane glances over at Chris.
Barton.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Do you have any soda pop?
Well, are you going to get him out or am I going to have to?
Let me take him, Chris.
Chris gets up and walks over to Shane.
Well, what'll it be? Lemon, strawberry, or lilac, sodbuster?
You sticking to me?
I don't see nobody else standing there.
Shane turns to face him.
Here, have some of this.
He dashes his drink on Shane's new shirt.
Smell like a man.
Grafton comes in from the store.
Will it smell better in here, Grafton? Chris just fumigated a sodbuster.
Just take it easy. I was just asking about soda pop, pigs and taters and one thing or another. Say, which one of them tater pickers are you working for? Or are you just squatting on the range?
Joe Starr, if it's any of your business.
Supposing I make it my business.
The old-timer watches from the store as Shane squares off with Chris.
Here's your soda pop, mister.
Now, you and your soda pop get out of here and stay out of here.
Shane drops a coin on the bar. He looks at Chris for a moment and then heads for the front door.
and don't come back.
As Shane goes out, Rufus Riker comes in the back door.
You see that, Rufus? What, Bubba? Chris just put the run on a sodbuster.
That's it, Chris. Keep them squatters on the move.
The settlers, including the old-timer from the store, have gathered at Starrett's. It's pouring rain.
It's getting so I don't like to ride at night.
Let's hope this meeting don't get started.
Is Shane going to be at the meeting tonight, Mother?
Mr. Shane, Joey. Yes, I suppose he will be.
I guess we all know why we're here. I guess Riker's war party's been around to see all of us.
I'm here to tell you, for one, that I ain't leaving now or any other time. To start with you, Axel, what do you say?
Well, you see... Well, I got it straight in my mind what I want to say. Why don't you start with me?
Ernie, we're going to hear everybody in their turn. Go ahead, Dad.
Shane comes in.
I guess most of you don't know Shane here. Shane, this is Yank Potts.
Howdy, Shane.
Red Lewis here.
Yeah, I've seen you in town.
Ernie Wright here.
Howdy, Shane.
And Ed Howells.
Howdy.
And Johnson.
Howdy, Shane.
Did you see anybody else coming?
No, I didn't.
What? Victoria. Joe,
just how far is this Riker going to push us?
Let's not talk scare. That's just exactly what Riker wants. He thinks he can just shoo us off of here like a flock of chickens. Well, here's Tory now. Here he
Hello,
is.
Hello, Lem.
Hello, Yank.
That time you go, Lem.
Enough out of you, Yank. You too.
All right, now let's cool off, Stonewall. Just cool off. Shake hands with Shane there. Shane's working for me.
Shane? Oh, yeah. I heard about you.
Come on,
Grafton,
sit down.
He looks oddly at Shane.
Wanted to meet you, Joe.
Well, Stonewall, it's like this, with leaving Ernie out there, maybe. I think we've all agreed we're going to stick.
Now you're whistling. There ain't nobody pushing me off my claim, and that's for certain.
Well, I think you all know that I'm staying.
I, too, will stay.
I'll string along with that at least ways till the shooting starts.
There ain't but seven of us figure if it comes to a fight.
Him. That makes eight.
Can't count on him.
He's proved that much.
You watch what you're saying.
Maybe Shane can tell you what happened between him and this Chris Calloway with Riker.
They're talking about Shane.
What is this, Shane?
Let him say.
Lewis seen it and heard it.
He left this Chris Buffalo in Grafton's saloon.
Fred, I told Shane to stay away from trouble. Now, if he did, he did right.
Let's finish the story, Joey.
He didn't. Shane didn't let him do that.
Chris went around afterwards bragging how he put the run on a sockbuster.
Shane, you don't have to leave.
I figured you could talk fair if I went around.
It's too late to finish this now.
He didn't, did he?
Joey, I want you to go to sleep. It's all right. Everything's all right.
Shane isn't going to go away, is he?
No, he isn't, dear. Now, get back into bed. Stay there.
Through the window, she notices Shane standing alone in the rain.
Shane? I know you ain't afraid.
It's a long story, Jim.
I think we know.
A look of understanding passes between them.
Shane, don't just stand there in the rain. You'll catch a death of cold.
He moves off, and she closes the window.
So on Saturday now, we'll just all get together in one bunch, and we'll go into town for our supplies.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good idea. There's some strength in a whole bunch.
I don't need no bodyguard. I'll put on my 38 and go into town anytime I please.
Tori scowls at Yank.
Joey?
Yes?
Don't get to liking Shane too much.
Why not?
I don't want you to.
Is there anything wrong with him?
No.
Then what, Mother?
He'll be moving on one day, Joey. He'll be upset. If he gets liking him too much.
Saturday morning, several settlers are gathered in Starrett's yard.
All right, Mary, you're pretty enough. Come on now, you're holding everybody up.
Come in.
I wish you would hurry so we could get going. I don't like this business.
Yeah. Roy, get in the wagon, son.
In the shed, Joey checks that Shane has left his six gun behind. He covers it up, then hurries out and climbs into the buckboard.
One thing a married man has got to get used to is waiting for women.
Hurry up, Mom!
Here she comes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Terry.
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Sometimes the waiting is worth it. Take care, Shane. You get a woman that's worth waiting for.
Water is sure good.
Shane climbs down to help her aboard.
Think I can get ready in the time it takes you to hitch up a team?
Now, hold your horses. We just wanted to see how pretty you were. Couldn't wait. Come on here. All set?
They roll out of the yard, and the other settlers follow. The mountains loom behind them in the distance. The small convoy arrives at another homestead where the other families have gathered.
Come on, girl!
Thought he was coming with us.
He got thirsty and went on in. Said he had some business that couldn't wait.
I'd like to be going with you, but I got to stay home and find the girls.
Bye.
The litter.
Bye.
Come on. Come on, Red.
Bye, Mary. Bye.
They head out, leaving Lewis's wife and four young daughters behind. On their way to town, the settlers are spotted by some of Riker's men. Soon after, Riker and his men ride into town. They pull up in front of Grafton's Saloon and General Store. Starrett and Shane lead the settlers into town. Chris watches them from the saloon.
Stonewall, what are you doing in town ahead of us? I thought we all agreed to come together.
I have a business, my old shit. We can't buy a drink.
Get down off that horse, Jack.
As the settlers file into the store, Chris pushes open the saloon door. He's noticed by Shane, who pauses before following the others into the store. In the saloon,
a whole bunch came in. They brought all our women with them to protect them.
My job's come in.
Howdy, Starrett. Said you were heading in. What can I do you for?
My.
Marion admires a mason jar.
What will I think of next?
Susan.
Did you bring that list of things your mother wanted?
Yes, I have, Pa.
I left the coal oil can on the wagon. Run out and get it.
Sorry. My woman, Steve wants me should all get together on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, they make big celebrations, don't they, Marion? I already tell your wife.
Well, that's fine. That's just what we need, a real get-together.
You'll start its anniversary, the 4th of July.
We got to celebrate that.
We'll have a big party.
Mr. Jackson, come on.
You got gunpowder and we need it for the fireworks.
Joey has brought back the soda pop bottle.
Yeah, well, we will talk about that later. What do I get for the empty, Mr. Grafton?
Usual.
Grafton gives him a stick of candy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go in there and give the bottle to Will.
I need some white flour, Mr. Grafton, and 4 pounds of coffee.
Joey.
Shane takes the bottle from him.
Let me take it, Emily.
We want you to come too, Shane.
Thank you.
He pushes through the door into the saloon.
Well, now, looky here what we got.
Shane approaches the bar.
That's one of the new ones. We call him Soda Pop.
Feel me out.
Well, what's the matter, Pete?
Just say I'm superstitious, that's all.
I guess you don't hear very well, Sodbuster. I thought I told you if you wanted to keep healthy to stay out of here. Now get going.
Joey peeks through the door.
Look, pig farmer, you better get back inside with the women and kids where it's safe.
Don't push it, Kenaway.
Did you hear me? I said get going. Did you think you was going to come in here and drink with the men?
Set them up, bartender. 2 whiskeys. You bought me a drink the last time I was in here. Now I want to buy you one.
You ain't going to drink that in here.
You guessed it.
He throws one drink on Chris's shirt and the other in his face, then slugs him. Chris flies backward into the store and crashes to the floor. A woman faints. Chris wipes the blood from his face and gets up. He steps through the door into the saloon.
Let me have him.
Shane waits, hands on his hips.
Let me have him. Go get him, Chris.
He ducks under Chris's first wild swing.
Tear him apart.
More cautious now, fists out. Chris approaches him. Lewis has been watching through the door.
This is bad. This
he
is
joins
bad.
The other settlers.
I'm going in there.
No, you're not, Stonewall. You're going to stay right here.
This ain't our fight. If we get mixed up in it, we'll all get run out of this country.
Chris and Shane circle each other, looking for an opening.
That's the trouble with this country. There ain't a marshal within 100-mile ride.
Get out, friend.
The two men continue to circle.
Well, I'm under here.
Joey watches. Shane ducks another swing and strikes back. Chris collects himself and advances again.
Land that right, Chris.
In the store, the settlers listen. Chris finally connects. Shane counterpunches, knocking him into a table. He pushes to his feet, and they trade blows. Grafton tries to intercede.
Stop this, man.
Go on, get back.
Here, man, here, stop this.
They ignore him. Chris lands a hard right.
Settle it outside.
Shane retaliates with a combination that knocks Chris into the bar. Chris hits back, but Shane just keeps coming. He pounds Chris to the floor. Joey watches wide-eyed. As Chris struggles to his feet, Shane decks him again. Next door.
Well, looks like it's all over.
I think we should get out of here.
Yeah, let's go. Go
now. Maybe you'd like to draw.
Hold on, young fella.
Riker approaches him.
You may have a friend in this place you don't know you've got. I could use a man like you.
I'm working for Start.
You don't belong on the end of a shovel. Anything to keep you from drawing your time.
I like working for Stott.
Whatever he's paying, I'll double.
It's no use.
What are you looking for?
Nothing.
Riker leans toward him.
Pretty white, Starsky.
Why, you dirty, slinking old man?
People don't usually talk to me that way.
I'm talking to you that way.
You had your chance, boy. Nobody messes up one of my boys and gets away with it. We're going to ride you out of this valley, Shane. I'm going to rough you up a bit and ride you out, and you're going to stay out.
Joey hurries over to Shane and tugs on his arm.
Shane, come on.
Joey, you get out of here.
The boy looks at Riker's men.
Shane, there's too many.
You wouldn't want me to run away, would you?
There's too many, Shane.
Go on, son, please.
Reluctantly, the boy backs away. The men start to close in.
Here, man, here, stop this.
I'll pay all the damages.
I won't have any more fighting around here.
You keep out of this.
This man's unarmed.
This ain't a shooting.
It ain't a shooting.
Quit butting in. I'll take him.
Shane knocks the man into a stove. Riker misses with a bottle. Shane fights like a wildcat, clobbering one man after another, trying not to get cornered. Joey watches from the doorway. Shane goes down. He struggles to his feet again. But the boy was right. There are too many of them. A slug in the jaw sends him reeling. They grab him. Riker steps in and starts to work him over. Next door...
Where's Joey?
Mama's going to kill Shane. They're all trying to kill him in there.
Hey, with your mother.
Don't go in.
Shane's in there. Oh,
no, I wouldn't. Riker's gut coming to him ain't fit for a woman to see.
Bust him in half. When you're
in there, Joe, you can't. Joe bursts into the saloon with an axe handle. He fells Riker with the first blow. And Riker's brother with a second. Then he's clobbered from behind. Joey and Marion peek through the door. As Joe turns on his attacker, Shane rejoins the fight. Together, they hold their own against the odds. Back to back for a moment, they trade grins. Riker's men keep coming, but Joe and Shane are whipping them. Finally,
you and Shane back on out of here.
It's making some sense there. You've won.
Get out of here.
Riker ain't paying for this damage, not with a nickel he ain't. I'm paying for what's broke. No, by Godfrey, we're paying for what's broke, me and Shane.
They back out through the door and leave town with the settlers. Back in the saloon.
Put one of the boys on a good horse. It's been a long trip. All the way to Cheyenne.
I'm through fooling, Grant. From now on, when we fight with them, the air is going to be filled with gun smoke.
Later, at the Starrets.
I saw it all, Mother. Every bit of it.
It's no place for you, Joey.
It's no
place for you either, Marion.
Marion helps the man patch their cuts.
Then Pa came in and picked up that man and slung him on the floor.
No, I didn't do much, Joey. It was all Shane. How you feeling, Shane?
Much better.
You did, Joe. You know you did. It was ugly and you were both wonderful.
When that chair came down on you, Shane, I thought you were a goner.
It was an easy chair, Joey.
I bet you two could lick anyone.
Well, one thing for sure, Riker's gonna think twice.
Oh, don't talk about Riker, not anymore tonight.
Could forget him.
This turpentine's going to hurt.
He wouldn't say nothing, no matter how much it hurt, would you, Shane?
Well, I'm afraid I would, Joey, if it hurt bad enough.
Stings like anything.
Joey, go on to bed. That's smart. I know.
Ouch.
Gosh.
Joey, for the last time, go to bed.
Yeah, me too. Come on, son.
Will you come in and kiss me goodnight, Mother?
All right. Your head needs a bandage.
It's good enough, Marion. It's fine. Thanks very much.
You want to know something, Mother?
What is it?
Joey waves for her to come into his room.
What is it, Joey?
Mother, I just love Shane.
Do you?
I love him almost as much as I love Pa. That's all right, isn't it?
He's a fine man.
He's so good. Don't you like him, Mother?
Yes, I like him too, Joey.
Uncomfortable at overhearing these confidences, Shane has slipped out. Marion seems disappointed to find him gone. As she looks out the door after him, Joe reappears behind her.
What's the matter, honey?
Joe, hold me. Don't say anything. Just hold me tight.
They withdraw into their bedroom. A man in a black vest and a flat-brimmed black hat rides slowly into the town. He finds Grafton's saloon and dismounts in front of it. He pauses in the doorway and looks around the empty saloon. He wears a gun on each hip with the handles turned out for a quick draw.
Where's Riker?
The bartender is sweeping up.
He's getting a little sleep. He sent for me.
Won't you sit down for a minute? We're having a celebration today.
It's a coffee.
Put it right on.
Tori rides into Ernie White's homestead and finds him packing up.
What's going on here?
Ready.
Going somewhere?
It looks that way, don't it?
Don't let him bluff you, Ernie.
Bluff, huh? See that? I killed my sow last night. Kept shooting and yelling what they do next.
woke up the kid and scared the missus half to death.
We're going to put a stop to that.
I said I'd stay for one more hand. This is it. I had enough of Riker.
A herd of longhorns breaks through the fence. As they look on helplessly, the herd, driven by Riker's men, floods across the property.
Right through my plowed ground.
What do you think of that, Stonewall Tory?
Well, Starrett and the rest of us are going to take the juice out of him. One of these days. Anyhow, I'm going into Grafton and get a bottle for the picnic. I'm going to show him it's Independence Day.
Oh, you getting ready?
Good luck, anyway.
Shane, watched by Joey, is mending a fence.
That's a pig in sight. I don't see them, but I sure can smell them.
Across the stream, Riker and his men ride off.
They cut Mr. White's fence. Mr. Shipstead's, too.
They did?
Shane, what would you do if you caught them cutting our fence?
Well, I'd ask them to please go around by the gate.
Aw, Shane.
Come on, I'll race you to the barn.
It's a go.
Marion is going through a trunk of clothes. She lifts out a satin bundle wrapped in tissue paper. Out in the shed.
Why don't you ever wear your six-shooter, Shane?
Well, I guess I don't see as many bad men as you do.
Shane.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you something?
You want to?
I saw your gun in there one day. I took a look at it.
Oh?
Are you mad?
No, I guess not. If I were you, Joey, I'd leave a thing like this alone.
I wrapped it up careful in the blanket again.
Well, that's a good point.
Could I see it again? You promised you'd show me how to shoot. Please.
All right, Joey, come on.
Shane straps on his gun belt. Joey has made himself a similar gun belt with a wooden pistol. He whirls and draws it.
Well, we got some learning to do, huh? Come on. Now you stand right here. All right, now put your arms on your side.
Mm-hmm. Your holster's too low. Never have your holster at arm's length.
Here, let's fix this. You always have it here, where the grip is between the elbow and the wrist. When your hand comes up, the gun will clear the holster without coming up too high. You see? Right, now you try it. Real fast. Straight. Oh, that's it. That's it.
Gosh, is that the way real gunfighters do?
No, Joey. Most of them have tricks of their own. One, for instance, likes to have a shoulder holster. Another one puts it in his the belt of his pants. And there are some who like two guns. The one's all you need if you can use it.
Unnoticed by them, Marion approaches in a silvery satin gown.
Which is the best way?
What I'm telling you is a good a way as any. And better than most.
Let me see you shoot, Jane.
What do you want me to shoot at?
The little right rock over there, see?
Shane draws. The rock dances across the yard. Joey's eyes nearly pop out.
Gosh almighty, that is good.
Now you see, Joey? Now look, remember now, when your hand comes up, you still have room to clear your holster.
Shane?
Follow Mr. Stark. I was teaching Joey how to do a little shooting.
I don't want to do
shooting. You ought to see Shane shoot now.
I did, Joey.
He's teaching me to shoot.
Yes, I know, dear. Now you run along and get ready for the party.
Oh, Mom!
Go on, Joey. Guns aren't going to be my boy's life.
Why do you always have to spoil everything? Bang! Bang!
A gun is a tool, Marion. No better, no worse than any other tool. An axe, a shovel, or anything. A gun is as good or as bad as the man using it. Remember that.
We'd all be much better off if there wasn't a single gun left in this valley. Including yours.
Joe rides up.
What's all the shooting about? You're starting to celebrate a little early, aren't you, Shane? Well, look at that woman in her wedding dress.
Shane, better hitch up that team, because today we're really going to celebrate the 4th of July.
He puts an arm around Marion and heads for the house. In town, a cowboy charges out of a gate on a bucking horse. In the saloon...
Squat on my range. Then I'm supposed to say, I'm busted, but you're welcome.
Pedro.
That's easy for you to say. Been a friend of yours for a long time, Sam. You know I want to be reasonable. But something's got to give.
I'm telling you, Rufus, nowadays out here a man can go just so far.
Look, I've gone along with the new law. Stayed away from gunplay. Yeah, sure, I've tried to buffalo the sidebusters. You've got to admit, Sam, my men have kept their six guns cased.
Grafton looks at the new man with his black hat and two guns. Four cowboys race down the dirt street as Tori rides into town. Back inside...
I have to guess what's on your mind. I can't say it, will you?
Keep your guesses to yourself.
I want you to know I like Joe Stout.
Fool, I'll listen to reason.
Your reason?
What's the matter with you? Nothing I say strikes you right.
No offense, Ruth. No offense. It's your own conscience eating on you.
Conscience.
Tori enters from the store.
Hello, Tori. Something I can do you for?
Jug, it's the fourth.
Come in. Come in.
Yeah. Tori crosses to the bar. He's wearing a gun. The new man turns to watch him.
Jug and a whiskey. Here's to you, Riker, for running Ernie Wright off his claim.
The new man.
Another.
Turns to Riker.
That one of them?
Yeah.
It's a downright dirty shame. Because it's all he had, and he worked hard for it. I want to tell you something, Rocker. He's running because he's a coward. And he is to me. Because I ain't a coward. And you ain't getting my claim.
Hot head. We'd get him to draw without any trouble.
You can't scare me anymore, and you can't, Joe Stout.
No. That's Stark we want.
Any of the rest of you care to join me? I'm drinking a toast to the independence of the greatest state in the Union?
Wyoming.
compares to the independence of the sovereign state of Alabama.
With the bottle under his arm, Torrey swaggers out, kicking a chair from his path and slamming a few slats out of the swinging door. An American flag flutters in the breeze. Joey and two other boys look on as another charge of gunpowder is set off. The settlers are celebrating the 4th of July. Joe, frowning in concentration, dances with Marion. Torrey arrives with his bottle and almost falls off his horse.
Now you see how it is?
Yank spots Torrey.
You're late, Webb. We took Richmond 2 hours ago.
Glad everyone. Everybody come here.
Marion,
come too. I have something very important to tell you.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, Mama.
Now, you all know what day today is. It's Independence Day. Except for one man here. Yes, sir. This was the day... your star got himself hooked, by golly.
What I'd like to say is that...
Well, say it, Joe.
No, I'd like to say that Axel's right.
What did you say, Joe?
I gave up my independence 10 years ago today. But no man ever gave it up as easy as I did. And what's more, I wouldn't trade places with any man in this world.
Joe throws his arms around Marion and kisses her. Shane, standing nearby with Joey, glances down. Torrey brings out his bottle as some of the men drift over.
Many more, Joe. Oh, we were just about ready to give you up, Stonewall, you and Ernie.
Ernie's quit. He's getting out today.
He's a little bit.
He's packed up kit and caboodle.
I've kind of been expecting
this. Yes, I've been. The Rockers boys have bluffed him out.
Yeah, maybe he had more sense than we gave him credit for.
What was you doing in town?
As the women come looking for partners, Joe and two others slip behind the corral gate.
Fenced me out here.
He hangs on the gate, grinning, as Marion goes off with Shane. Shane proves to be a graceful dancer. Joe's grin fades a little as he watches them together. They make a very handsome couple. As they rejoin Joe...
Well, don't want any of you going into town all by yourself.
Well, there ain't nothing to be afraid of in town. Just Rockin', Grafton', Gavin.
Yeah, Grafton's fair enough.
Another man was there, but just like you did, he's hired by Rockin'.
Who? Who was that?
Stranger, decked out like a gunfighter. I didn't let that scare me, though.
You say guns?
Yeah, two guns.
What do he look like?
You know him when you see him. Packs two guns, kind of lean. He wears a black hat.
Is he a friend of yours?
No. There's a man named Wilson who looks like that. He's a gunfighter.
Jack Wilson?
Gunfighter out of Cheyenne named Wilson.
Can't be him, can it?
I don't know. I didn't ask him his name. What about him?
What's a gunman like Wilson doing around here? How well with Riker?
Fred, don't get started now. Torrey didn't say it was Wilson.
This Wilson, would you know him, Shane? That is, if you saw him.
Maybe. But as Wilson, he's fast on the draw. So be careful.
You seem to know an awful lot about this kind of business, Shane.
Yeah, that is enough of that now. You come and eat before things get cold.
I don't want no part of gunslinging. Murder's a better name for it.
Hey, eat now, everyone. You fellas bit the shoe game.
Well, Torrey, I've been wanting to go to the blacksmith shop, but you says we shouldn't go alone.
Anytime you want to go to town, Shipstead, I'll ride right along with you.
I'm a soldier who's done fighting in real battles. I can shoot just as straight as that white kid in old Yankee.
That evening, as they ride home in the wagon.
Shane.
Yes, Joey.
Think that was him?
Who?
That man Torrey seen in town. You think that was Wilson?
You shouldn't worry about things like that.
You rest, Joey. It's way past your bedtime.
Here's Mother.
We pull up at the gate to their yard.
Oh, Joey, I'll open.
All right. I'll open the gate for you. Who goes there?
It's Riker's brother.
Brother Ruth's come to pay you a little visit.
They drive on into the yard, where Riker and his hired gun sit on their horses.
Howdy, Stark. Evening, Matt.
I had something I wanted to talk over with you, Stark.
Whatever business you and I got, we can talk over right here.
I'll just lay it on the barrel head.
Shane has climbed down.
How would you like to work for me?
I'm working for myself. Got enough working for others.
Wait till I tell you. I'll pay you top wages. More than you can make on this patch of ground.
No, I'm not interested.
I haven't said it all. You can run your cattle with mine. What's more, I'll buy your homestead. Set a price you think is reasonable. You'll find me reasonable. Is that fair?
You've made things pretty hard for us, Riker. And us in the right all the time.
Right? You in the right? Look, Stark. When I come to this country, you weren't much older than your boy there. We had rough times. Me and other men that are mostly dead now. I got a bad shoulder yet from a Cheyenne arrowhead. We made this country. Founded and we made it. Worth blood and empty bellies. Cattle we brought in were hazed off by Indians and rustlers. Don't bother you much anymore because we handled them. We made a safe range out of this. Some of us died doing it. We made it. And then people move in who'd never had a rawhider through the old days. Fence off my range and fence me off from water. Some of them, like you, plow ditches, take out irrigation water. And so the creek runs dry sometimes. I've got to move my stock because of it. And you say we have no right to the range. The men that did the work and ran the risks have no right. I take you for a fair man, Stark.
I'm not belittling what you and the others did. At the same time, you didn't find this country. There was trappers here and Indian traders long before you showed up. They tamed this country more than you did.
They weren't ranchers.
You talk about rights. You think you've got the right to say that nobody else has got any. Well, that ain't the way the government looks at it.
I didn't come to argue. I made you a fair proposition.
What about the others?
Shane already knows he can work for me anytime.
The other homesteaders.
Look, be reasonable. After all, there are just so many hands in a deck of cards.
And I've got to say no.
You don't give a man much choice, do you, Stark?
He climbs down and approaches Joey.
How do you feel about it, son?
Wouldn't you like to go partners with me?
I don't want trouble with your father.
We don't want anyone to get hurt,
do we?
Joey ain't quite of age, Riker.
How about it, son?
Come here, Joey.
Joey moves away from Riker, who climbs back on his horse.
I don't want you to be sorry, Stark. I'll see you.
Shane and the hired gun have been sizing each other up. With a wolfish grin, the hired gun backs his horse up and rides off after Riker.
What do you make of him?
He's no cowpuncher.
No. He has no composure enough.
Some days later, Torrey rides to town with Shipstead. The blacksmith works in his shop near Grafton's. In the saloon, the Rikers and their hired gun wait for Grafton to pass through into the store.
I like Stark, too.
I'll kill him if I have to. I tell you, I'll kill him if I have to.
You mean I'll kill him if you have to?
I can't have any run-in with the law. You heard Grant.
Just get Stark in here. Wouldn't take much to bait him.
Riker's brother strolls over to the swinging door.
Well, looky here.
He's seen the two settlers riding toward town.
Looky here.
The hired gun joins him at the door. They watch Torrey and Shipstead approach the edge of town. Riker steps up behind them.
Why don't we just gun him and get on with it? One's run already, it won't take much to stampede the rest.
Riker and his brother exchange a look.
Remember, Wilson, we've got to make this look right to Grafton.
He steps out as the two settlers reach the end of town. Riker's brother joins him on the boardwalk in front of Grafton's. Recent rain has made the dirt road muddy. Torrey and Shipstead ride past Grafton's. They tie their horses outside the blacksmith shop. As they head toward it, Wilson steps over to the edge of the boardwalk.
Hey, come in.
Torrey starts back.
Sorry. I couldn't go over there, Torrey.
Nobody's going to buffalo me.
Torrey steps back into the street. He picks his way through the worst of the mud and stops facing Wilson.
What can I do for you?
And where do you think you're going?
get a whiskey.
All right.
He looks back at Shipstead, then at Wilson.
All right.
He looks back at Shipstead again, but then he starts toward the boardwalk, watching anxiously from the blacksmiths. Shipstead tries once more.
All right.
Again he hesitates, but when Wilson steps closer, he presses on. He slips in a muddy rut and stops, looking up at Wilson, who grins down at him. As he continues toward the saloon, Wilson strolls beside him on the boardwalk. In mounting concern, Shipstead watches from the blacksmiths.
They tell me they called you Stonewall.
Anything wrong with that?
That's just funny.
They stop in front of the saloon.
Guess they named a lot of that southern trash after old Stonewall.
Tory peers up at him from the muddy road.
What'd they name you after? What do you know?
I'm saying that Stonewall Jackson was trash himself.
Wilson pulls on a black leather glove.
And Lee and all the rest of them ribs. You too.
You're a low-down lying Yankee.
Prove it.
Tory goes for his gun.
No, Tory.
But Wilson beats him to the draw. He freezes. The shot knocks him backward into the mud. Wilson grins down at him. Shipstead starts toward them, then stops. Wilson turns and strolls into the saloon.
One less sodbuster.
Grafton comes out.
What?
I had to pull on Wilson.
Ain't that right, sweet?
Well, he tried to reach for a...
All right. Get him out of here. Then you can go back and tell your friends we'll be waiting right here for any more of them that comes in looking for trouble. You understand that, sweet?
Shipstead nods.
Now get him out of here. What happened?
A sodbuster tried to kill Wilson.
Watch the shooting! Sodbuster! Try to pull on Wilson!
Awkwardly, Shipstead drags Tory's limp corpse along the muddy road. The Lewis homestead. Shipstead passes, leading Tory's horse with his body draped over the saddle. At the Starrett's, Joe and Shane are watering the draft horses at the stream in front of the house.
Shane, we sure enough earned our keep today. Just leave us alone. We're going to make a farm out of this place yet.
Somebody's coming, Pa.
It's not Shipstead.
It's Mr. Shipstead.
Tory! Yes, sir!
Tory!
Tory! Yes, sir!
Tory's dead.
Dad shot him! You man, the first for right to do this! But the new man is big, terribly big. One shot, Tory dead. One shot.
What happened? How?
We got the town together. Safe, be safe. What a fire. He's the
inside here. Only the anger, not the birds. Greatest man was all around.
What started it?
I passed Lewis, him and his mistress, and yon son. They scattered.
Who saw it?
Just the Riker men and me. Morgan say they wait in town for any more that want to come around looking for trouble.
Marion, honey, you get ready. Miss Torrey will need you. Shane, hitch up the team.
What are you going to do, Joe?
Go to town. I'm going to see about this.
You can't go alone.
Marion, I'm going.
She's right, Joe.
But the others are all in this. It's not just you, Joe. Wait. Wait for them.
Sooner or later, someone's got to go.
But not now. Don't you go alone.
The other homesteaders. I think they run. I think they get out of here.
Lewis and his family are loading a wagon when Joe rides up.
What goes on, Fred?
Just that. We're going on. I've had enough.
Well, I sure figured you for a better man.
You've already saw what happened, haven't you? Torrey's dead, ain't he?
Just gonna pile up your plunder and skip. Too scared to even see old Torrey get a decent funeral.
I don't want him killed. We're going.
Martha, it ain't a question of who stays or who runs. The thing is, we gotta see Stonewall get a Christian burial. His wife hears some words of comfort said over a man. And there's some of us gonna make sure that gets done.
Torrey's already dead. I just don't want it to happen to my man, too.
Fred, if you ain't at that funeral, I'll sure take it bad of you.
Well, Cemetery Hill's on the way out, Martha.
In town, Riker and his man lounge on the boardwalk in front of the saloon, looking off towards Cemetery Hill. Chris glances uneasily at Riker and his hired gun. On Cemetery Hill, the settlers are gathered around a wooden coffin propped above an open grave.
Shipstead, would you please lead us in the Lord's Prayer?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tori's wife breaks down. Joe and several of the other men lower the coffin into the grave. Tori's dog paws at the coffin as it disappears. Joey has drifted over to several other children and a young colt. He pats the colt. The settlers stand solemnly with their heads bowed as Yank plays a last farewell. Meanwhile, out in front of the saloon, Chris grows more uneasy. On the hill, two of the women help Tori's wife toward a wagon. Riker brothers withdraw into the saloon. Lewis prepares to leave.
Goodbye, mister. We're going. Goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, Ike. Goodbye, John.
I'll show you put the kids in the wagon.
Wait for me, Lewis. I'm coming with you.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not be in a hurry. There's one more thing. Tori was a pretty brave man. And I figure we'd be doing wrong if we wasn't the same.
Joe, last time you argued us into staying, Tori was alive.
And what do you want us to stay for? More of this?
Because we can't have a regular settlement here. We can have a town and churches and a school.
Graveyards.
Joe is at a loss.
I don't know, but you've just got to, that's all.
You know what he wants you to stay for? Something that means more to you than anything else. Your families. Your wives and kids. Like you, Lewis. Your girls.
Except stead with his boys. They've got a right to stay here and grow up and be happy. That's up to you people to have nerve enough to not give it up.
That's right. If we can't give up this valley, we ain't gonna do it. This is farming country, a place where people can come and bring up their families. Who is Ruth Riker or anyone else to run us away from our own homes? He only wants to grow his beef, and what we want to grow up is families. To grow them good and grow them up strong, the way they was meant to be grown. God didn't make all this country just for one man like Riker.
He's got it, though. That's what counts.
Look. Look there.
Hey, a fire!
Lewis's place.
Black smoke billows in the distance.
It's our place.
Riker let us.
He had no right to do that.
You wouldn't have let it, Lewis, if you hadn't packed up and left it.
That was ours. I built it with my own hands.
You never yet built a room for the girl.
I was getting around to it.
Now, we just stick together. We can put that place right back up. Can't we, Johnson?
That's right.
We'll help you build the extra room. Johnson and my Joe. Shane will help, won't you, Shane?
We'll get it done, then.
Fred, we'll get the timber and we'll put it right back up.
Ain't that right?
Yes, sir. We'll get it done.
Me too.
I will help.
You'll do that for us?
We'll do all that just for us.
Not just for you, Martha.
This is for all of us.
For all of us right here in this valley.
Some of you come and help me. Maybe we can save part of that.
Nice spirit, Fred.
Oh, hell. Come on.
Some of the settlers mount up. They ride off with Lewis.
Come on, boss, looks like Lewis is going back.
Riker comes out of the saloon to look.
Holding them together.
Back on the hill.
Let's keep Riker from setting fire to my place.
Just stay on your own ground.
Yeah, and he'll be doing to you and me what he done to Tori there.
Now, don't you forget there's a law in this country against killing.
The law's 3 days' ride from here.
You know that, Joe.
What does that leave us with, Stark?
Just give me a little time.
Who's gonna do the fighting with Riker? He's got us on the run, and he knows it.
Now, you men, hang on, that's all.
That's it.
Just hang on. I promise you something's going to be done about it.
But just about
you.
You leave that to me. I made up my mind I'm going to have this out with Riker.
You're taking on too much, Joe. All by yourself.
If I have to kill him.
That's wrong. Don't even think of that.
Fighting the flames, the settlers save what they can of Lewis's homestead. That night, in the saloon...
Stard's got to go. I warned him twice, but he's pig-headed. And he's gonna have to pay for it.
At home, Marion watches through the window as Joe saddles his horse. She looks in despair at Shane, who sits at the table with Joey. Then, giving in to anxiety, she hurries outside.
Joe, you can't do it.
Marion, if the Lewises have courage enough to start over again, I ain't gonna let them down.
But you can't do it, Joe.
Do what?
Go in town to kill Riker. He'll kill you.
In the saloon...
Tell him I'm a reasonable man. Tell him things have gone far enough. Tell him I'm beat. Tell him anything, but by Jupiter, get him here. He'll come. He thinks he's a reasonable man.
Hello, Calloway.
Chris watches Riker's brother head out with a couple of men.
Joe, he'll kill you.
The chance I gotta take.
This is a false friend, I'll tell you. It won't hold.
Shane, tell him. Tell him he can't go. Tell him it won't work. Tell him. Shane! Wait, Joe. Wait till things cool off. Wait that long anyway. That's right, isn't it, Shane?
I can't tell Joe what's right, Marion.
Unhappily, he gets up and goes out. Joey follows him. The three riders gallop toward the Star at Homestead. Joe paces.
Please wait, Joe. Won't you do even this for me?
Joey and Shane see the riders approaching. They rein in at the edge of the stream.
Stard? Mr. Stard?
Joe takes down a shotgun and loads it. He steps out, but stays behind cover.
Who is it?
East party from Riker.
One of you can come across and talk.
Stay out of that garden.
We ain't armed.
Wants to see you. Says to tell you he's a reasonable man.
Your brother's responsible for the killing of my friend Torrey.
My brother wouldn't kill anybody. He don't want to go to jail. Torrey was a hothead. He picked on a stranger. Torrey didn't want to be reasonable. You want to be reasonable, don't you, Starrett?
I always figured on being reasonable.
My brother's waiting. He'll see you at Grafton's.
Who else?
Not us. We're heading home.
He smiles.
I'll see your brother.
Still smiling, Riker's brother rides back to the others. Joey looks around to find Shane has been covering his father from the shed. Another rider gallops toward the Starrett homestead. Watched by Marion, Joe unloads the shotgun. He goes into their bedroom.
Jay.
The rider reaches the yard. He dismounts near the shed.
Jay.
Who is it?
Calloway. Chris Calloway.
Stay where you are, I can drill you.
Hold it, Shane. Something to tell you.
Chris steps into the doorway.
What do you want?
Starrett's up against a stacked deck.
In the yard, Joey plays with his wooden pistol. Shane puts down his gun.
Why are you telling me?
I don't know. I reckon something's come over me.
I don't figure.
I'm quitting Riker. Hello.
Chris.
He holds out his hand.
Thanks.
Chris shakes it and nods.
Be seeing you.
Joe comes out of the bedroom, wearing his coat and carrying a six gun in an old holster.
I used to argue, Marion. I'm going into this with my eyes open.
No. Isn't there anything I can say that'll change things?
Can't you see, honey, maybe this is a chance. Morgan and them boys went home.
You don't really believe that. That's not the reason.
It's just too much for me to give up. This place and the valley. All the things that will be.
Will be.
Bang! Joey bursts in.
Please, dear, go outside and play.
He goes out.
It's just pride, that's all, a silly kind of pride. Don't I mean anything to you, Joe? Doesn't Joey?
Marion. Honey, it's because you mean so much to me that I've got to go. Do you think I could go on living with you and you thinking that I'd showed yellow? And then what about Joey? How do you think I'd ever explain that to him?
Oh, Joe.
Outside, Joey listens.
I've been thinking a lot, and I know I'm kind of slow sometimes, Marion, but I see things. And I know that if anything happened to me, it should be took care of. Better than I could do it myself. I'd live to hear myself say that, but this now's a pretty good time to lay things bare.
Joey, so I'd be glad for you to go.
Honey, you're the most honest and the finest girl that ever lived. And I couldn't do what I gotta do if I hadn't always known that I could trust you.
Gets up.
Now, don't you go counting me out. I wouldn't have lived as long as I have already if I wasn't pretty tough.
He straps on the gun belt. From the saloon, the Riker brothers and Wilson watch the trail leading into town. Shane has put on his buckskins and his gun belt. As he starts toward the house, Joey sees him and hurries inside.
Taj, Jane's got his gun on. He's coming.
Gun?
Shane steps in.
It's the idea.
Don't let him go, Shane. Don't anybody go.
This is my kind of game, Joe. Except it ain't yours. Maybe you're a match for Riker. Maybe not. But you're no match for Wilson.
Well, then I'll outlast him. But I do appreciate it, Shane.
You're both out of your senses. This isn't worth a life, anybody's life. What are you fighting for? This shack, this little piece of ground, and nothing but work, work, work. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of trouble. Joe, let's move. Let's go on, please.
Marion, don't say that. That ain't the truth. You love this place more than me.
Not anymore.
Even if that was the truth, it wouldn't change things.
There must be some way, Shane. Some way.
It's no use, Joe.
No use, so what's stopping me?
I am.
Now you get out of my way.
Am I going to have to fight you, too? That depends on you.
Joe lunges at him, driving him out the door. Dismayed, Marion watches from the window. Followed by Joey, she moves to the other window. And then back again. As the two men trade blows, she rushes out. They wrestle on the ground, then struggle to their feet. Joe knocks Shane to the ground and steps over to his horse. Shane goes after him and pulls him from the saddle. They continue to batter each other. Their violence alarms the horses and then the cows. The animals try to break out. Finally, Joe fells Shane with a hard right. But as he heads for his horse, Shane tackles him. They struggle to their feet. Joe fights Shane off, then charges into him. Gathering himself, Joe charges into Shane again, driving him back into the tree stump the two men worked so hard to clear. As they grapple against it, Shane gropes for his gun. He pulls it free and clubs Joe in the head. Joe slumps to the ground, unconscious. Marion rushes to him. Shane lifts the saddle from Joe's horse and drives the animal off.
Shane, you hit him with your gun. I hate you.
Shane looks down. Then he hastens to Joe and Marion.
Have him walk around when he comes to.
Joey, bring some water and a towel.
Here, Marion, hide this.
He hands her Joe's gun.
You'll be all right. No one can blame him for not keeping that date.
Shane, wait. You were through with gunfighting.
I changed my mind.
Are you doing this just for me?
For you, Marion? Joe, little Joe.
Then we'll never see you again.
Never's a long time, Mary. Tell him. Tell him I was sorry.
No need to tell him that. Please, Shane.
Mother.
She takes his hand in hers.
Please. Take care of yourself.
Once again, a look of sympathetic understanding passes between them.
Mother, Pa's come along all right.
Marion returns to her husband.
Yes, Joey. What did Shane did what he had to do, Joey. You don't hate Shane.
I know, Mother.
Shane opens the gate.
Shane! I'm sorry.
He didn't hear you.
As Shane rides off, Joey gets up and runs after him. Dog chases after the boy. In town, Riker paces in the saloon. As Wilson pours himself a cup of coffee, Riker's brother mounts the stairs with a rifle. At a measured and deliberate pace, Shane rides toward town. Joey runs after him, followed by the dog. Shane crosses a stream. Joey splashes through the stream. He catches sight of Shane ahead in the distance. He runs on. The trail leading into town. Far behind him, Joey stumbles, but keeps going. A low rise outside the town. He trots through the outskirts and heads for Grafton's. Cutting across country, Joey runs through the cemetery. As Shane reaches the saloon, the boy scrambles down the hill and chases after him. Shane steps through the swinging doors into the saloon. Wilson looks up at him coolly. Riker watches him from a table at the far end of the room. At a table in the corner, two other men play cards. As Shane starts toward Riker, one of the card players gets up and leaves. Shane glances at Wilson, who moves a coffee pot out of his way. The hired gun is put on his black leather glove. Shane walks along the bar to the end near Riker. As he leans back against it, Joey and the dog reach the saloon. They peer under the swinging doors.
I came to get your offer, Riker.
I'm not dealing with you. Where to start?
You're dealing with me, Riker.
I got no quarrel with you, Shane. You can walk out now and no hard feelings.
What's your offer, Riker?
To you, not a thing.
It's too bad.
Upstairs, Riker's brother waits with the rifle.
Yeah, you've lived too long. Your kind of days are over.
My days? What about yours, gunfighter?
The difference is I know it.
All right. So we'll all turn in our six guns to the bartender. We'll all start hauling spots. Is that it?
Not quite yet. We haven't heard from your friend here.
He looks at Wilson.
I wouldn't push too far if I were you.
Wilson gets up and steps around the table to confront Shane. The other card player gets up and leaves.
A fight ain't with you.
Fight with me, Wilson.
No, it ain't, Shane.
I wouldn't pull on Wilson, Shane. Well, you're a witness to this.
So you're Jack Wilson.
What's that mean to you, Shane?
I've heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
Shane straightens from the bar and turns to face him.
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Wilson grins. As Wilson goes for his gun, Shane draws and shoots him. Riker pulls a gun. Cap quick, Shane is spun and shot him. Watched by the wide-eyed bartender, Shane twirls his gun and holsters it. As he starts toward the door, Riker's brother aims down at him from the balcony.
Shane, look out!
He turns. Shane's aim is truer. Riker's brother pitches through the banister and crashes to the floor. Shane reholsters his six gun. The door, he looks back at the three men he has killed. Then he goes out.
Shane. I knew you could, Shane. I knew it. I knew it just as well as anything. Is that him? Is that Wilson?
That was him. That was Wilson, all right. He was fast. Fast on the draw. Joey, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry, Shane.
You don't have to be. You better run back.
Can I ride home behind you?
Afraid not, Joey.
He climbs on his horse.
Please, why not?
He smiles at the boy on the boardwalk beside him.
I gotta be going home.
Why, Shane?
Man has to be what he is, Joey. Can't can't break them. I tried it and it didn't work for me.
We want you, Shane.
Joey, there's no living with a killing. There's no going back from one. Right and wrong, it's a brand. A brand sticks. There's no going back. Now you run on home to your mother and tell her. Tell her everything's all right. There aren't any more guns in the valley.
Shane.
The boy touches his arm.
It's bloody. You're hurt.
Shane places a hand on the boy's head.
I'm all right, Joey. You go home to your mother and your father and grow up to be strong and straight. Joey, take care of them. Both of them.
Yes, Shane.
Shane nods at the boy and rides off. Joey trots after him on the boardwalk.
We've never been able to shoot you if you'd have seen him.
Bye, little Joe.
He'd never even have cleared the holster, would he, Shane?
Tears on his cheeks. He watches Shane ride away.
Shane! Come back!
But Shane keeps going. One arm hanging stiffly at his side. He rides over Cemetery Hill and disappears behind it.